Talking to Strangers. What We Should Know About the People We Don't Know. Author, Malcolm Gladwell. Our story starts with Sandra Bland, a young African-American woman. One day, Bland was on her way to the grocery store to get some stuff. A police officer stopped her for not committing to signals while making a lane change. And then, he asked her some questions. While they're talking, Bland lit a cigarette, and this is where the conversation took another way. They kept arguing in a seemingly uncomfortable way for a while, until he told her that she is under arrest. After a short while, in about 2 days, we heard of Bland's death. She was found dead in her cell. Why was Bland asked to put off the cigarette? What for? For what was she put under arrest and treated that way? In Talking to Strangers, Malcolm Gladwell attempts to answer all these questions, consolidate, enlighten, and aware us of what we have to know about the people we don't know. Struggling with strangers. There are many stories, as the story of Sandra Bland, that we can't yet make sense of. The story of Neville Chamberlain with Adolf Hitler has raised many questions and suspicions in people's minds about the true identity of Hitler. The story starts with the aristocrat Lord Halifax and the British diplomat Neville Henderson. Lord Halifax had the chance to meet with Hitler and wanted to have a peaceful conversation with him. Having Hitler hearing what he wanted to say seemed like a sign of hope for Halifax. That was enough for him to tell that Hitler had something good within. Although Halifax was said to be intellectual and a man who holds strong beliefs, he didn't get Hitler right. He was fooled. Neville Henderson, the British diplomat and the ambassador to Germany, met with Hitler too. They met most often and talked together many times. Although Neville had a different view of Hitler, knowing that he's crazy and that he might take insane actions, he didn't believe that he could be a man of war. The same went with Neville Chamberlain. Neville Chamberlain, who was the British Prime Minister and a businessman who was involved in domestic affairs, never thought that the time could get him to get involved in his first foreign policy crisis. This crisis related to Adolf Hitler and him targeting the German, Czechoslovakia in particular. The thing is that if a fight is ignited between Germany and Czechoslovakia, the world will witness an endless war. Hence, Chamberlain decided to meet Hitler. Chamberlain also misread Hitler's intentions and all his efforts to prevent or warn Hitler from the damage that he might cause of this war were useless. Chamberlain thought that a double handshake indicates peace. He thought that he can still see goodness in Hitler's eyes, regardless of his determination and persistence to go through a war. But unfortunately, that wasn't true. However, Chamberlain never lost hope. He decided to make his third and last visit, and off to Germany he went. After many talks and one-on-one meeting with Hitler, together, they signed an agreement where Hitler agreed on having a limited part of Czechoslovakia. About 3 to 6 months later, Hitler had gone against all he promised and invaded the rest of Czechoslovakia. This last visit brought peace and hope in people's lives, and in a blink of an eye, it turned out to be the world's worst nightmare. Sometimes we don't need to meet with strangers to make better, stronger, and more reasonable impressions about them. Default to truth. Let's take a look at what the psychologist Tim Levine has discovered when he experimented with some of his students. The experiment went as follows. Students were going through a trivia game where they are asked some interesting and seemingly unimportant questions in different subjects. And whoever plays the game right will be awarded an amount of money. A partner that Levine has chosen for students was in the same room, and with them is an instructor named Rachel. And left on the desk is an envelope that has an answer sheet. So, Rachel is asked to leave in the middle of the game, leaving the student and his partner. The moment Rachel leaves, the partner starts to point out to this envelope, claiming that he needs the money and assumes that the key answers are found in this envelope that is left on the desk. When they are asked in a recorded interview, after they are done with the game, whether they cheated or not, most of them claim that they didn't. The ones who answered with no confidently, without a sign of surprise of being a bit hesitant, appeared to be so honest that people believed them. And the ones who kept quiet for a while, not knowing how to answer, appeared to be honest too, but in both cases, most of the students were lying. We can't just have everything explained. We have to go through more and more evidence to find a reasonable explanation of the things we face with strangers. Otherwise, we won't ever understand the difference between truths and lies. Coupling. While she was looking for something to wash away her pain and regain her inner peace, she ended up losing her life. If you are asking who this is Sylvia Plath. Plath was a woman who ventured to London because of being cheated on by her husband Ted Hughes. He left her for another woman. She had two small children that she had to take care of on her own. Plath lost her father when she was 8. She has always loved poetry. She wrote many poems in an incredibly short time. She then knew from her publisher that she could get the Pulitzer Prize for that. She was about to be one of the most successful female young poets of her time. When Christmas was on doors, Plath was at her worst. She was too depressed. She didn't have much furniture to get ready for Christmas. And on the other side, she fought with her ex-husband, besides struggling with the deadly cold weather that England had witnessed at that time. She ended up deciding to leave some sufficient amount of food and water for her kids. The name and number of her doctor left on the baby's stroller in the hallway and locked herself in the kitchen after running the gas on with her head inside the oven. She died. Do you think that by not having the town gas, Plath would have stayed alive? Or was she going to resort to other methods? This is what Malcolm Gladwell was wondering about. The diminishing of gas town wouldn't change things much. Even if people stopped committing suicide, they would still feel the same because they haven't yet found a way to get over whatever they are going through. For more illustration, let's go back to the story of Sandra Bland. Mysteries in the story of Sandra Bland. The police officer who arrested her, Insignia, lost her job because whoever works at the Department of Public Safety should be understanding, gentle, and patient with the public. He shall know how to control his behavior and temper, even in the face of extreme provocation. And Insignia didn't just stick to this. When he was being questioned, he stated that he saw Bland running a stop sign the moment she left Prairie View University. And because the stop sign is on university property, he didn't manage to stop her. And he kept following her, especially when he found out that she is coming from the other end of the country through her license plates. He was making a full checkup on the car, the vehicles, the license plate, and the model. His answer was yes when he was asked whether he did this before with other people or not. It was something that he does regularly. This is what they practice doing as police officers. And Bland immediately moved out of the way of Insignia the moment she saw him coming out without giving a turn signal before this. And it is known in Title 7, Subtitle C, Section 545-104, Part A of the Texas Transportation Code that the operator has to hold the turn signal for a while before making any turn. Surprise, isn't it? Brian Insignia didn't default to the truth. He tracked the line that would answer all the doubts he had in mind. By the end, he was just doing his job as a police officer. Bland, on the other side, was mistaken. She misread Insignia's intentions and considered his behavior as something inappropriate, while all he wanted was to abide by the rules. If only we gave ourselves a moment to go deeper, understand and make sense of strangers, we would reach the key to dealing with them.